Welcome to the We Pivot podcast with your hosts, Tona and Al Haywood.
Hello.
It's such a good feeling to be back in season two with our second episode.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I was just thinking Wix. We do a lot of our websites on Wix, and I just been thinking about how far they've come. I remember the Call to Edify site that we did back in, who knows,
2011.
Yes, 2011. And we wanted it to be an e-commerce site, and they didn't actually have their own e-commerce platform. So we had to attach it to a third party app called Ekwit.
Ekwit.
Wow.
I remember Ekwit.
I know. And it, I mean, for the most part, it was intuitive, but just having to attach it and all of that stuff, you would have liked to have Wix have its own e-commerce platform, right? But now, today, you can actually add something like Printful directly to Wix, and you can start having your items that you create be fulfilled right away. It's such an advancement, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. There's a ton of new advanced features through Wix since 2011. I mean, I remember, you know, there was no SEO wizard. You know, I remember when I would do the SEO for websites, it was a matter of putting in like 15 to 20 keywords and just going for what you know. But even like with the SEO wizard now, they give you an opportunity to put three keywords in, three strong keywords, and you have to make sure that those keywords are spread throughout your content on your website. And if it's not, the SEO wizard will say, hey, you need to go back and look at your content because the keywords you selected are nowhere to be found in this on this page or in this meta description or this meta title. So it's definitely come a long way, especially with attaching your Google stuff to your Wix website. It's just a click of a button if you have a Gmail account.
Wow. That's a lot of changes. Mm. I feel like our listeners are really going to love this episode. So why don't you guys listen in as we tackle the misconceptions about the Wix platform with account manager Kendall Cook from Wix.com.
The We Pivot podcast is for you if you're a woman who has recently pivoted into entrepreneurship. You'll find digital marketing tips, trends, and strategies to help grow your business in today's digital world. Join Tona and Al Haywood as we have fun breaking down all things digital marketing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
How you doing, Kendall?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We really appreciate you coming on today and talk to our listeners about some of the things that Wix has going on, some of the misconceptions about Wix and their feature functionality. But before we get started, could you just tell our listeners just a little bit about what you do with Wix and, you know, just a little something about yourself?
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and be a part of this. And then as far as my role at Wix, so I'm what's called a partner success manager. So at Wix, my role is to work with our partners, ensure they're being successful in their business, really partner with them in terms of business strategy, helping them use the Wix tools, and then use those tools for their clients. So really, I overall provide like a high level consulting. So as you guys know, it involves a few different things from, you know, showing product demos, keeping partners up to date on new updates, taking in partner feedback about what Wix is doing well, what we could possibly improve on. So really just cultivating a relationship in order to help our partners be really, really successful in what they do and keep them up to date on what Wix is doing.
Okay, that's good. And some of you guys already know that Tona and I, we partner with Wix.com, and we're actually a part of their partner program. And we've been working with Kendall for some time now. And, you know, it's always great to have someone on the inside to where you, if you need any more info on feature functionality, if you have any questions about new features that's coming out, you know, Kendall is the person that we go straight to and can get our answers. So with that, we wanted to ask you, you know, go into our questions. What do you think is the biggest difference between building a website on Wix versus other software platforms? Because there's a ton of platforms out there. And I've noticed, you know, Wix has definitely ramped up their marketing and promotions, because every time I turn on YouTube, I see a Wix commercial. So, I mean, obviously, Wix has come a long way, you know, since we started working with you and like or working with Wix in 2011. But what are some of the differences between Wix and the other platforms, do you think?
Great question. So, you know, like you mentioned, there's a ton of different website platforms out there. We know that our clients have a lot to choose from. Where I think Wix really shines is our flexibility and ease of use. Our tools are fairly easy to teach to yourself. We provide a huge database of help articles that kind of walk you through every single part of every single one of our Wix products. So really intuitive products that, you know, you definitely have to put in a little bit of work, you know, still have a little bit of learning to do on your own, just like with anything, but our products are meant to be, they're not meant to be punishing, right? We want people to be able to use them successfully without necessarily being expert designers or developers, because some of these small business owners need to build the websites for themselves. So that ease of use is very important to us, as well as, you know, building a website that's not only easy to do yourself, pretty easy to learn, but looks extremely professional and extremely well designed. So combining those two aspects into one, and then also, I would say, really our customer care team. And for anyone who's not familiar with Wix or customer care is what we refer to as our support team. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important for us that anyone dealing with technical issues, like anyone having problems with their site, we really want to be there and partner with them to get those issues figured out. And then I think one more point, sorry for this long-winded answer, but in addition to, you know, the tools being easy to use, we wanted to get up and running really quickly. That's not to say that the tools aren't advanced, right? We do really have something for everybody. So if we're talking about just, you know, our regular old website design platform, we've got our tool editor, which is, like I mentioned, it's a little bit simpler, it's a little bit easier to use. And then we have our advanced website platform, EditorX, which the point of EditorX is really to have it be a little bit more advanced website, more functionality. It's a lot more customizable. And through that, it's a little bit tougher to learn, right? You got to put in a little bit more work. But the intention with that is we want to have tools and solutions for everybody.
Well, that's good that you guys have all of those different things that are available to your customers. Do you think that Wix does something specific that contributes to the success of most business owners who use the platform? Are there any other things besides the resources that you provide?
Good question. So, you know, as far as what we provide, I think definitely those, you know, easy to use tools, it's easy to get things up and running and produce a well-designed, very functional site. You know, someone who's running a small business isn't going to necessarily have the budget to hire a designer or a developer. So being able to produce a very professional website is definitely, I think, one of the most important things, because you can't get your business off the ground in a lot of cases, especially in today's world, unless you have a digital footprint, right? So you need to have a website, you need to be advertising. It's often not enough to rely on that word of mouth. So just having that really professional site that anyone can do is incredibly important. And then I would say as well, this doesn't apply to everybody, but, you know, anyone in the Wix partner program, you know, as you guys have seen, it's really important for us to partner with you, discuss business strategy, talk about, you know, what's going well with your business and what's not going well, where Wix can step up. So Wix really does want to be a partner and be there for everybody, not just our partners. Like I mentioned in previously, all those help articles we have, we're always running, you know, different webinars. We've got a couple of Wix podcasts. We do want to make it a very accessible tool. We want everybody to succeed.
So it's kind of a follow-up. If I'm not part of the partner program and I'm just coming in as a regular Wix customer and I'm trying to do my own website, Are there chat features if I have problems, or is there a number that I can call, or is everything by email? How do people get in contact with someone from Wix if they're having trouble, you know, setting up their website and things like that?
Good question. So there's a couple of different ways just based on the specific need and based on the client's preferences. So there are still some resources for anyone using a Wix site who's not necessarily a Wix partner. One of the ones I really like to recommend is the Wix forum community. So what the forum community is, it's just a place for all Wix users to gather and ask questions, share ideas, talk about what is working with their website, talk about challenges they're having. So it's a really great space to learn even more about Wix and learn it from others who are using the tools. If the help articles are great, but you feel like something is missing, the Wix forum is definitely the next step. It can be really helpful to learn from other users and see what they're doing. But if there's a particular problem, if a client is getting stuck somewhere with their Wix site, definitely our customer care team, our support team, is going to be there for you. So there's a few different ways to reach out to support just based on your needs. So you can schedule a call with them. You can email them. So you'll open a ticket and then it'll give you different options to chat with support. So that's definitely a great resource for anyone building a Wix site.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I mean, I use support all the time, you know, not because there's all, you know, there's issues with Wix, but sometimes I might be a little confused on something, or especially, you know, when we're working with clients with SEO, I do check the forums. I check the help desk that you guys, the knowledge base that you guys have for SEOs. But I can definitely say Wix customer support is number one in my book.
And that's something that's really important, especially now. I noticed that with a lot of the platforms, you know, we have a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who are maybe just starting out or have been doing this for quite some time. But sometimes the technology can be a little bit scary at times. Mm-hmm. And I know more of the platforms that have the availability, either a chat feature that's 24/7 or email support or phone support or any of those things, it's really helpful. So that's good that you guys do offer all of those different array of options for people to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. We want to be easily accessible for sure, because we know everyone's got different preferences for when they're having their own tech problems. So we want to work, you know, with as many people as possible and make it easy for them.
Right, right. Well, like I said earlier, we've been working with Wix for a very long time. And I know, you know, there were some growing pains when we first started off with Wix. And there's this huge misconception about SEO and Wix and working well with search engines. How has Wix really changed their SEO game? Because working with Wix with our clients and doing SEO has definitely improved. But I'm pretty sure our listeners want to hear from the expert on how your SEO has improved over the years.
Of course. I'm glad you mentioned SEO, just because, as you said, there definitely has been some misconceptions about SEO and Wix. It's something that people, I think, don't immediately connect with Wix. I think they connect that with other platforms. But at Wix, we have been making a lot of improvements with our SEO game. It's definitely something that is very much on our radar right now, because, you know, especially everything that's happened the last couple of years, like websites are just more and more important, but your website isn't going to be useful unless you can get found, you know, on the first page of Google. So we've made a few updates recently, and we've actually got a new really exciting one that just came out, I believe, in the last month. It's called the Wix Site Inspection. And so the point of the Wix site inspection is to know whether your pages on your site have been crawled and discovered by Google or indexed, whether your structured data markup is valid. So it's really kind of telling you, is your website showing up in Google? Like, have you done all the necessary steps for SEO to get discovered? So previously, you know, Google provided all that information via their Search Console, which some listeners might know is their platform for measuring search traffic and performance. And it's a great tool, but at Wix, we wanted to provide a more native solution for our users. Mm-hmm. So we're now offering this Wix site inspection, which is, it's a little bit easier to monitor and understand how your site's performing. It's a little bit more approachable. So it's just another better way to keep an eye on how your site is doing, the traffic it's getting, without having to pull the data from Google or pull the data from outside of Wix.
And I know Wix is constantly improving their platform. I know recently there's been some improvements with the e-commerce feature functionality. And I know that we had sent some ideas to you to send to your product team about some changes for e-commerce. And I think that was maybe, I would say about 3 months ago. And then like now, you know, those changes have been made. So yeah, we definitely appreciate, you know, Wix and, you know, them listening to, I don't want to say our cries because it's not really a cry, but, you know, but just making our clients, their website better with what they do. And like I said, e-commerce has been big for most of our clients because we have clients that use e-commerce.
So what absolutely.
What do you think? What are some of your favorite features with Wix? Just you personally.
Me personally, I think I'm glad you mentioned e-commerce just because the solution that another one that like SEO, like EditorX, it's really top of mind for us at Wix right now. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a solution that we're seeing a ton of updates come out about like all the time, just because e-commerce is such a huge part of online websites that we really want to keep improving, keep getting better, just make our Wix Stores product the best it can possibly be. So definitely Stores, just because of all the work we're putting into it. And then similarly, our tool EditorX, just because it's so nice to have the option to create a more advanced website, have that additional customization. Some of your listeners, if they're familiar with EditorX, might already know that because of the way the EditorX platform is designed, any EditorX sites will actually show up higher in Google search results versus an editor site, just because of all the customization, all the things you can add to it. So it's a really, really useful, beneficial tool, especially for someone who's either got the time to learn it or is able to hire a web designer.
Yeah, that's the thing about e-commerce. I'm glad Al started talking about that because it actually jogged my memory about something else. With e-commerce, it's very important to be able to do ads. So do you know anything about how easy, complicated, or, you know, intuitive it is to have ads, especially Facebook ads, set up within the Wix platform that someone can just go ahead and run an ad that has to do with something that's in their store, on their storefront?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So, you know, ads is, like you mentioned, a very important part of e-commerce, especially ads on Google, ads on Facebook, you know, ads on other social media. So we have made it very, very easy to create your own ad campaigns. So we actually have a native Wix tool called Facebook Ads, where, you know, it's part of your Wix website, but how it works is you create a dynamic ad campaign that'll then run on Facebook and Instagram, and it runs on a fairly sophisticated algorithm. So, you know, you pick a few of the different options, whether you want to, the goal of your ad campaign is to get more leads or bookings, you want to promote a page on your website, you want to get some more store orders. But you only have to select a few different things as you're setting up your campaign. And then you can then analyze the performance of how this campaign does. So you can see the total views that come from the campaign. You can see bookings. If you've included some kind of a calendar link, you can see the revenue the ad has generated. So it provides you with all of this data. So you can see how the ad is doing, you know, analyze whether it's exceeding expectations, whether you need to tweak it a little bit. But the algorithm really tries to target who will be most engaged. So it definitely takes away a lot of the work for you. I'm sure some of your listeners have tried to run their own ads before and maybe kind of realize that running your own ads is sometimes a little bit difficult, right? You never know how they're going to do. You can do a lot of research, but at the end of the day, it's not always clear how the ad is going to campaign or sorry, how the ad is going to perform. Right. So we really want to take some of the guesswork out of it by creating this tool, Facebook Ads, and running it using an algorithm and making it very, very easy for people to, you know, run their ads, but still be successful and not necessarily sink a ton of time into it.
Okay. So with that, because I've done many ads, so I have a follow-up question. Does that mean that when you're setting up an ad, you don't have to do the same things that you would normally do when you're setting up a Facebook ad, which would be find interest groups and, you know, figure out your target audience and, you know, set a specific budget? I mean, all of those things. Do you still do those same things within the Wix Facebook ads program, or have they taken a lot of that stuff away?
Good question. So they have taken a few of those things away. You know, you still have to design the ad yourself, set a monthly budget, but you choose like the content. You don't necessarily have to dive too deep into who's seeing the ads. You can set up a few different parameters. You know, if you can say like, hey, for the audience of this ad, I want to target women and I want them to be, you know, 30 and up. And you're going to fill in like a few different interests that is something Facebook has, you know, tagged about them. But other than that, like it is fairly simple. Like it definitely guides you step by step. Okay. Like, you know, you've designed your ad, then pick your audience, pick your monthly budget, go over the ad and then launch it. So it definitely eliminates some of the guesswork, but it does still allow you control over who the ad is targeting, what the ad is saying. It doesn't necessarily remove any control from you, remove your creative touch.
With all the features that Wix has, is there any room for improvement?
Oh, definitely. There's all, you know, I love Wix. I think Wix is great, but I think there's always room for improvement. You know, there's always new things we can be doing. There's always more features we can add. So I think for maybe something specific, we already mentioned we're making a ton of updates for Wix stores. E-commerce is definitely a very high priority. But I think as far as a more general area Wix can improve, and this is absolutely an area of focus as well, is integrations with other platforms, having more native Wix solutions. You know, the solutions we have are fantastic, but I think there's absolutely room to add some more.
I would definitely agree with that, because sometimes when you're looking at the Wix platforms, there's other, like I also have a Shopify site, and there's tons of integrations there. And sometimes you would like to see some of those same integrations in Wix, because it helps you to be able to decipher which type of platform you want to use and not have to use just one. It, like, especially with email, like Ascend is great, but you may have seen something else that works a little bit better that you would like to use and just integrate it with it, the system, instead of just having to use one platform, one or two. So integrations would definitely be top on my list of things to add.
Definitely. Yeah. And like I mentioned, this is something that Wix is definitely very focused on. I'm working with our product team to conduct interviews with partners. And one of the ones we're focused on right now is Wix integrations. You know, which ones do people want? Which ones have they seen with other platforms? We're trying to kind of lay the groundwork for where to start with those integrations, because we absolutely realize that Wix has some improvement to do based on feedback we've gotten from users. And we're very, very committed to taking that feedback and inputting it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a great start.
Yeah, that's real good.
Do you, for our listeners out there and who any entrepreneur that's just starting out and wants to build their website on Wix, do you have any advice to them?
Yeah, I would say really the best advice is to just dive in and get started. You know, pick your platform. I would say for a new user, absolutely use our editor platform and really just play around with the software, see how it works. You know, touch all the different things in the menus and figure out, you know, what's easy to use, what's not as easy to use. Read a ton of the Wix help articles. I know they've been brought up a few times, so that's just because they're so helpful. They're extremely thorough. There's so many of them about every single Wix tool and Wix product. So really just kind of get started and rely on the Wix community as well. That Wix forum is going to have other users who are building their own sites. Some of them are definitely very experienced and just enjoy participating in the forum in order to help other users. So that's a super valuable resource as well. And then I think my last piece of advice is that don't necessarily try to do too much. Like, don't set out and be like, okay, I'm going to learn every single Wix tool there is and try to review, you know, bookings and stores and EditorX and Facebook ads. Definitely start small, but really just get in there and explore.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. And I'm going to add that if all else fails, you contact HeywoodDigitalMarketing.com and we'll just build it for you.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, Kendall, it's been great. We definitely appreciate you coming out here today and talking with our listeners about everything Wix. Well, not everything, but some things Wix. And I know they're going to appreciate it. And hopefully, whoever's out there listening, hope you make that change. We like I said, we've been using the Wix platform for some time. We love it. We've toyed around with other platforms, but we found Wix to be very intuitive, and we love it.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah. But again, we thank you for coming on. We definitely want you to come on again in the near future. Hopefully you will accept the invite and we'll just go from there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Talk with you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. We're so excited that you tuned in to the latest episode of the We Pivot Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Now, whether this is your first time or not, please make sure to subscribe and share with a friend who can also use some digital marketing guidance as well. Until next time.